Well, and of course, Ebola has already killed more than 4,000 people in West Africa. And as the world's attention has turned to that crisis, another story in West Africa has fallen from the headlines. It was 6 months ago today that more than 200 schoolgirls were abducted in Nigeria. They were seized from their school in Chibok by Boko Haram Islamist militants. Despite promises from the Nigerian government that they would be rescued and offers of help from around the world, they are still missing. The BBC's Nigeria correspondent Will Ross reports from Lagos.
At this roundabout in a very busy part of Lagos, there's a reminder, a very poignant reminder, of the tragedy that struck 6 months ago. Because on display all the way around the roundabout are placards with the names of all 219 girls who are still in captivity. They're just silhouetted faces with red question marks over their faces, and then their names written underneath with the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. Blessing Abana, Rejoice Sankey, Ruth Amos, Awa Beatrice, Laraba Paul, Kauna Lalai, Deborah Abana.
This is an act of pure evil. It's united people across the planet to stand with Nigeria to help find these children and return them to their parents.
David Cameron and many other world leaders denounced the abductions and offered help. The Nigerian government at first refused to admit what had happened. Then over the last 6 months, we've heard promises of imminent rescue, but no facts. Just plenty of rumours, such as the girls have been split into smaller groups and maybe taken across Nigeria's borders. Today, in the remote farming community of Chibok, the agony continues for the anxious relatives, like Muhammad Yahaya, whose teenage daughter Yana is missing.
We want the international community to put pressure on the government. The government must do more to get our daughters back. Some parents are already dying. About six women have gone insane because they are vulnerable and can't endure the trauma like men. Even us, the men, are broken.
In July, Muhammad and other parents travelled to the capital, Abuja, to meet the president. They received cash and a promise.
President Goodluck Jonathan promised us that we will soon be reunited with our children by the end of August. August has passed, September as well, and we have not heard anything about them.
It's the total lack of any official information that hurts most for Hanatu Dauda, who last heard from her daughter Saratu during a brief mobile phone conversation as she was being driven away from her school in a lorry.
We are in a desperate situation. Sometimes when we go to the farm and remember what has happened, we just start crying. There is no information about our daughters. We just hear that they would soon be rescued. The most painful thing is that we don't even know where they're being held. Since they were kidnapped, we always pray to God that one day we will be reunited.
Since the girls were seized in April, the situation in the northeast of Nigeria has deteriorated dramatically, and Boko Haram jihadists have forced entire communities to flee their homes to camps like these. Boko Haram has killed thousands and now controls towns and villages. The abductions haven't stopped. Fourteen-year-old Abubakar tells me when his family fled Gwoza, his brother, who's 18, hid in the mountains. But when sneaking to the river to fetch water, he was captured by the jihadists. Abubakar has not seen his brother or his parents since. As the war rages on, campaigners have kept on marching on the streets calling for the abducted girls to be rescued. Yemi Adamolekan says it's the only way to put any pressure on the government to respond.
The Chief of Defence Staff came out May 24th and said we know where the girls are. May 24th, June, July, August, September, now we're in October. Nothing else. So you know where they were in May, where are they now? And what have you done about that? So if people don't keep talking about it, it goes out of people's consciousness. There's a lot more going on in the world. There's a lot more going on in Nigeria. However, we're able to keep it in the front burner that these girls are still missing. They are still missing. That hasn't changed.
Back in Chibok, Muhammad says Nigeria's politicians are far more focused on next year's elections than on his missing daughter.
I think the government is more concerned about politics now. We don't hear about our girls anymore. We only hear about political campaigns going on. That is what they are concerned about.
And many Nigerians feel that's true of all politicians from whichever party, as the agonizing wait goes on for the long list of missing girls.
Hawa Muta, Mary Amor, Awagana Musa, Esther Joshua, Ruth Joshua.
That was the BBC's Will Ross reporting from Lagos, Nigeria, on this day, 6 months after the abduction of those more than 200 schoolgirls.